Shir Nun Gimel and Masechet Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva continued Yudal Iyar Hitavshim Memches May 1st, 1988 on Sunday. Continued.
So what is it?
You
first of all, then even if you are to do it through the scissors, if it's pure shahubon, so there's no more like the rice. And even if you take the cheap top mostly, so if you do it through the hand, so it's lahaya. So does it mean that any Swedish roots is bitter and not in the town? There is no such generalizing. It only means the shmuz of Kelachayadim Lochet Rabbonon is Mutar Mokem Tzav. Doesn't mean that every shmuz is Mutar Mokem Tzav. Only the shmuz of Kelachayad in Lochet Rabbonon. Because here, since it was built in scissors, it's only Lochet Rabbonon. When is there Lochet Rabbonon? I say, if you cut off with scissors a whole nail, but a nail that is mostly detached, even if you cut off the rest with scissors, it's only Lochet Rabbonon. And then you do it in the hand. So Kelachayad in Lochet Rabbonon is Mutar B'mokim Amtzav. Mokim Amtzav. Now, what is the Ptur the Raise for Kelachayad? All of a sudden, there is no Allah at Lachayah. All of a sudden. And when we learn it, from God, we will discuss it. Only by Shabbos. So, the thesis, the Azok, and the Dushi. He says the reason is why by Shabbos Klachayad is Poter because it's not Melachas Mashebes. Now Melachas Mashebes implies many halachas. Kauku is Poter because it's not Melachas Mashebes. Misasik is Poter because it's not Melachas Mashebes. And Tishri Azok says Klachayad is Poter also because it's not Melachas Mashebes. It's not Melachas Mashebes. I show me soon there is no aloha of Klachayad. No aloha of Klachayad. But by Shabbat, because of Klachayad. So Mele, the Shita of Rashi is just as the Gemara says, that you are allowed to cut off, to chip off completely. It's a pair of Shabbat, so we're going to be out. Because the Yad is Klachayad. And since it's still a Shabbat, so we're going to be out of Klachayad Rabbanon, even with a degree, so Klachayad, in the Lochet Rabbonon is Mutar Mokem Amtzarei, and what kind, why is Klachayad and does not involve, why doesn't Klachayad involve in Lochet Raisei, because it's not Melachas Mashebes, so the same thing would be true, Dovoshin is Chaber in Lochet Rabbonon would also be Mutar Mokem Amtzarei, and the same reason, because what is Klachayad in Mokem? In Melachat Rabbanon Mutar, because Klachayad is not also Melachat because of the song of Melachat Mashebes. And why Toshim is not also Melachat because of the song of Melachat Mashebes? School is different, halachas, but they are all based upon the Xeris HaKosim of Melachat Mashebes. So just as the Heter Melachat of Klachayad in Lochet Rabbonon is Mutar Mokem Tzarei, so the Heter in Mishabe, the Midraise, is also Mutar Chatzchile by Lochet Rabbonon, B'mokem Tzarei, not Mokem Tzarei, not. So in Mele there is no kashe from the Mishnah in Beitze, that Rabbeinu says one is not allowed to pull a chair over the carpet because it might make a charit. But the question is, first of all, if it makes a creature in the carbonate, it's Klachayad. And in addition, it's a loy in the carbonate. So, So it should be like lachayal, like the Gemara says, you're allowed to cheap off a tibur shpir shuruba completely because lachayal and lachad rabon. So there too, it's lachayal in lachad rabon. So if the answer is there, it's not mitzara. But he'll be uncomfortable if he doesn't pull the chair. Mashiach came here back in heaven, so he have to make so many tears and gitter, freezing water. So of course it will be desired more than the discomfort that is involved when you have a tipir and a nail that chipped off mostly and still hangs up. So just as there is mutter, Kelachayad in Lachad Rabbanon, and Kelachayad does not involve Lachad Raiseh because it's not Lachad Rashemes. So here too, Eilim is having Lachad Rabbanon, and it's Mitzari, the Gimbodu with a very, very much discomfort. If we didn't do that, so it's Muta. But we couldn't be Matir just the Rabbanon of any mishaving in Lochad Raisi, the way tasteless is theirs, because it's actually a season heter, and it doesn't involve excessive tirche. So then there is no heter of Shmuel Milosh, and here it's actually a season heter, as Shane themselves raised the question. They could warm up many kettles with water and then commingle and pour the hot water that was warmed up
into the cold water.
In the cold water of the Bisakira. So they say that involved a lot of fear. The contrast today doesn't involve so much fear. So maybe there is no attack of the Shiva Midosh. But to do a mishaving in Tzil Drabonol, so that's a shmuz bishmuz. So it's like Tlachayat, even though here it's not a near Tlachayat, here it's a near of a mishaving. But the shmuz of Drachyad and the shmuz of any mishaven, a leader of Judah, are the same thing. They are both based upon the fact that it's not Lach Macheves, even though it's not Lach Macheves, still also the Rabbanon. So maybe that is a Rabbanon. In Loch and Rabbanon, shmuz to shmuz is Mutak Mokam Tzad. All right, I'll do it here, but tomorrow there will be another shift.
Shir Nun Dalad Masecha Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva Tesavav Iyar Hitav Shem Mem Ches May 2nd, 1988 on Monday.
Because in so far as the last Machshav is concerned, there is no machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. The machlekes is in Kolat Yerikule, whether the Rosh Hashim is having is also or is not.
That's all in the Raisa, in the Rabbani, that you heard a whole...
Yeah, you're right. So, Hachanam Rav Shimon came down to the Raisa. Behaved, the Rav Shimon Mechayev Mikal Kel Ba'abore. In other words, we couldn't say, on the basis of Lechaz Machsheves, Rav Shimon partisans, on this Machsheves. Because if it's on the basis of Lechaz Machsheves, so then, it shouldn't apply to Avore, because just as Rav Shimon is Mechayev Mikal Kol Ba'avor. Why? Because we have there's a kosuk gabei mile, so is Mechayev Misasik Be'avor also. It's just as Mora says, gabei chavore, hoi anachlo mitileikis, hoi Mikal Kol Ba'avor Chayev, there's a kosuk ba'mile. So we sasim chabur na mechayev. So the same thing we can say without avore. Hoil umikal kol avore chayev, because Rav Shimon says there is mitzvah maskeir. So the mele we sasim be avore is also chayev, and here we are dealing with avore. So what's the equation between mikal kol misasim? Only because the common zeros are constantly as mechayev. But some mele, we couldn't say that Rav Shimon Patterson because of Melachos Machshavos. Because if it had been based upon Melachos Machshavos, it wouldn't apply to Avodah, and here we are dealing with Avodah. So it's not because of Melachos Machshavos, but because of the general Halacha. The general Halacha by Shabbos, because of Melachshin Tzachal Gufo. So, behold the Patra of Shem, Lav Mishon Lechoshim Lech Mashevesh. Tokei Echad Rabbi Ram Lech Mashevesh, Chmanu Rav Shimon, Kim Lav Tzikreishi, Veit Rav Shimon Lechayev, Mikalko Bavore, Aho Gab Yishom Lech Espotam, Shem Lech Mashevesh, Kibisim Se Perkamil Oide, Umisasek Namu Potam, Shem Lech Espotam, Lech Mashevesh, Is Mechayev Rav Shimon Bechabure, Bavore, Kino Lech Perik Ochal, So the Gocha Nach Tzenekes, and Kabo Chabu Echayev, Zad Anach Chayev, אבל היי תיימ די רפשין די פוטה משל בינם לאח צרו גופו יא פילו מישקי דא פילו בחבור באבורש די לא יצנד ביס פנדח מחשרס די בינם צרו גופו כי די לאח קודש פז לא נחלוקי והיי לא קד בצריסס מישני מסחם די מסחבי די מורש איז ספל אאוט
ביקוז רוח גיין צו יך מן גופו
רוח גיין צו גופו פיל נו קטונה ביד אבער רוח צו גופו הייב הור פשימע so stays the same kilo mishim ripush et rabbi yudin oka dafo pishay mishabe lahaber atachtein is meacha shu psikrei she chayet isau bei der hamine der rabbi yudin und chayet loash et zogali gufo el dover shu mishabe biyodai ki gei ma pismose shu mishabe le pesach so hi a teis vesez that's the difference between teis vesez and teis vesez and ksubes because here teis vesez that Mapis Musa is Mishab Mamish. Mapis Musa is Mishab Mamish. Tesis in Ksuvis, that word says that Mapis Musa is not Mishab Mamish. And it has to do with the Shaila of Tzikrei Shedulich Beslei. So he says, he refutes his Deichet, the Deen in Ksuvis, his Deichet, the old Shaila of Mapis Musa, that Makis Mos is Muta, so it's a Raya, it's a creation of the story is Muta. So the Ri is Deche, he says, what's the Raya? Maybe it's a creation of the story is Osea, but there it's Muta because of Tzara the Gufe. So this is in Ksuve, it assumes that Makis Mos is not Mishab Mamesh. It only involves the question of secretion, but it's not Mishab Mamesh. But here this says, that Mapis Mose is Mishab Mamesh. Mishab Mamesh.
And the only way you can do it is because of Tsar.
As a matter of fact, I mean, Rabbi Kveger, he's Maroches Anyume. So he has many Maroches Anyume. So he asks the Kashi against Thesis. He assumes that it's Mishtaper. That Mapis Musi is Mishab Mamesh. What has it to do with Sikreishe? Sikreishe, when is it a child of Sikreishe when there is no actual Kavan? No actual Kavan. Let's say Sikreishe Mamesh, the classic example. He chops off the head of the tipper. He wants the child to have the head of the tipper. And he's not Mishab to kill the tipper. But, so there we have, there we say Sikreishe. But Mapis Mose, whether the Melochim is Binyan, or the Melochim is, or the Melochim is Matri Patir, but he's Mishab Mamesh. What does he do? He squeezes out the pus from the wound. Well, and that's the Binyan. So he makes it Pesach. So, and oh, Matri Patir, he calls it the Rambam. So it's Gedar Shor Reif Meisim. So is mishaven to do what the Reifim do. So Mele is mishaven mamesh, that's how the Gedeiras got. And then, some years ago, a certain Rosh Yeshivas wrote, Asoga and Rosh Chaim, why Rosh Chaim applies the concept of special Yich Beslei to Makis Mose. Makis Mose is mishaven mamesh. But I know why they want from Rosh Chaim. Tesis in Ksuvis, and that's Rabbi Kveger's kasha against Tesis in Ksuvis. So Rabbi Kveger assumes that what Tesis says in Yume is poshet. I mean, tesis in ksubes requires an explanation. Now, is there a gemara? Is there a gemara beitzi here now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Is this
a
smaller one?
No.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, the Bishalevi, the Sinem and Klein, the Aveide, whether it's Tuto or Tuyo. So the Bishalevi mentions in Machlekes, Bishay, Machlekes between Rashi and Jesus. What's the Pshat in Schab? Sigmor in Beijing.
By wearing shatness?
In the scene on shatness, yeah. And Klein the Aveide, Machlekes Ramoraivet, Klein Shalish is Aveide, whether they are either or not either. Machlekes Ramoraivet. The effect is that Torah of this week of the Shabbos, and the Mayan,
the coins, the coins, guys.
So, the Mayan. The Rikachu, what's the Russian name? The Rikachu is on the Judea. So the Rambam says, now the Avnet is quiet, but how are they allowed the Kehanim to
buy
the Avnet for it? It's the Aloche. The Mitzvah of Aveide is Deche, the Yisr of Light. So, but Shalosh Aveide is late. The Raivet is masked. The Raivet says no. That even Shalom Bishasadeide, so it's also so the Shabbosari assumes it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, whether Klein Baveide is Hutro Tchum, the Rambam Shite is
Tchuyo.
It's Tchuyo Asomele, Shalom Bishasadeide is 5 months.
You got to take it off right away.
By the way. And the Irish it is, it's Utah, so in Mele, since it was Utah for the Aveide, so it's allowed to Mele,
Shalom,
even Shalom. After that day. But anyway, so there the Bishalevi discusses the Trambam right. So there he mentions in Machlekes Rashi and Tesis in Beitzi. What's the Pshat in Yishab? Beitzi, that one is Zion. No, that one is Beitzi. That one is Beitzi. So the last line, Omer Rav Yudi, Hay Midurte, Milmailo Limate Shore, Milmato Limailo Osa. Midurte means, let's say, Anyomte, you're allowed to make a fire. But you need logs of wood. So suppose you want to arrange near the furnace logs of wood in rows, you know, so you put one log of wood, then on top of it another log of wood, and then third log of wood, fourth log of wood. You make rows of logs of wood. So you're not allowed to arrange them, pile them up, you know, and start from the bottom to the top. Because then it smells like a deal. When to build a house, what you do first, you set up one row of bricks and then on top of it another row of bricks. So when you pile up the logs of wood, one on top of the other, you start from the bottom and go up. So it smells like a deal. It bears a resemblance to the way a person builds a building. It puts up one row, another row.
That's only Mr. Rabban.
Of course, Mr. Rabban. So how you do it, Omar Abiyude, that from days on days, the rest line, how you do it, no matter the matter show, when you start piling up the logs of wood from the bottom and go up, from the top, and you go down, in other words, suppose two people, several people, they hold one log of wood, and then they put another log of wood, and then another log of wood, another log of wood, they start from the top, and they go down. That's muta because that's not Melzikim. Because when they build a house, they don't set up the uppermost go first, and then the whole people hold it rather. No one does it that way. So to put down the first floor of bricks, you know, on the foundation, and then, so, no, my own matter is not the other kingdom, but no matter, so my own matter short, no matter only my loss, because then it smells like me. You can be yourself. Suppose a person wants to lay out the eggs, you know, layers of eggs, you know. So suppose two women, several women, would hold a layer of eggs on top of the and then meet the other women would put another layer of eggs, another from the top to the bottom, so it's muta. But from the bottom to the top, it smells like a bingo. The chen there, the same thing applies to pots. If you want to lay out the pots one on top of the other, the chen puya, the same thing to a bed, the chen chvise. Alright. So Rashi says, that's Rav Yudah says so. So then at the end, Rashi says, not here. Rashi is at the end, near the Mishnah. Hilchese, ha Hilchese, a little man visley mukzitra, aber man krefschin is here, bein bi mukze, bein bi dorashin is chabe, uch rab yude machshirich nefesh. So, vichule shor, bein chazre, bein smichas teires, that's other yon, that's not the gears. Ve'akov es chobies, umidur teo kteo. So he says, v'chol amoroyim, שאוסחו עשהו למיילו, דאמרויים רב יהודה, הוא עסק מדוכתה, מדורתה, ביאסן, דירן, פוריין, חביתה, מלמטו למיילו, it's because רב יהודה פסקנס, רב יהודה דאמרה פסקנס, like רב יהודה דתנה, like רב, רב יהודה was a Talmud of רב, and רב פסקנס, like רב יהודה דתנה, the דובשן נסחד מזוסר, so maybe רב יהודה says, Hayudotem ilmatol mailosa. Mashein kimui pask like Rapshimen. So even ilmatol mailo it's good. Even ilmatol mailo because he's not mishab. What do you mean?
Machlek
is
Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda.
And Machlek is between Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda and the Dovashin of Dovashin Yishab. And so Rashi says that the reason is why Rav Yehuda says, Yudotem ilmatol mailo is also because Rav Yehuda and Rav Pastors like Rabbi Yehuda the Tame, the Dovashim is Chavim is Osa. Mashiach in a living of Shimon, the Dovashim is Chavim is Muta, so even the Umat or Milo is Muta. And there is no Yisar of Merzik Binyan because he's not Mishavim Binyan, he's Mishavim to build an edifice. That's not his Kabane. His Kabane is to arrange the logs of wood near the furnace so that it will be when he has to make a fire, it will be more convenient for him to make the fire. But he's not in Shabbat to make an edifice. So Dovashim is that's Rashi. Now let's see what he says. Taisa says, I'll look in the Taisa, we don't have to go over the whole Taisa. But at the end of the Taisa, in that one, Gimel Omed Aleph, which starts on that one, Beis Omed Beis, but to end, he says, the fourth line, the first day says that from Gino Vidal. Pir Sharashe, the Rav Yehuda, the Hochesilik, Rav Yehuda, the Isa Mukze, Mukze has to do with some other member. The Usvira, the Doroshin is Chabit, our non Silik Rav Shimon, the Doroshin is Chabit Mutter. The Deichaku Leima, the whole other Musilik Rav Shimon. El Mira Lema, so it's a day hard to say that all the members of Rav Yehuda and the daughter of Matal Mayo Oseh is only a living Rav Yehuda and Tanya, not a living Rav Shimon. It's a day. The whole animal is like Rav Shimon. Day. El Mira Lema, one second. El Mira Lema, the appeal of Rav Shimon made the Habe Hoche Oseh. The whole day of Rav Shimon, the Oshin is Habe Mutter. Heineke Gen Shei, said the Oshin is Habe Lassis. Aber hochen ist haben lassen ist masche weiß. So he says, this is masche rasch. What is it do with the machlekes to do with Rav Shimon? Machlekes to do with Rav Shimon has to do when there is no commandment, there is no commandment. Let's say, what can dress in Shabbos? So, he's not mishaven to pluck out, but as a result of walking, he might pluck out less. So Rav Shimon says it's mutter, because he wasn't mishaven to pluck out. But here, what is the ingredient? Arranging logs of wood or eggs or in bed or hobbies, like the way one builds a house. That's the mindset that is Melzik Yudin. Isn't he mishaven to arrange it? No. Matal Mailo, of course he's mishaven to arrange Matal Mailo. So it's mishaven mamesh. What has it to do with the machlekes of Yudin Rav Shimon? That's thesis as Sogan Rashi. Some of the thesis is Chalik Rashi. The Ram agrees with thesis. But the Ram asks another kashi. Number one, the same kashi as thesis. How does Rashi say, according to Rav Shimon, it's muter? Even no matter my law, because he's not mishaving. Any mishaving means he's not mishaving to the pule that is asking. But he is mishaving to the pule. But then there's another kash. Assuming that it has to do with human mishaving, that it's regard and execration. It's regard and execration. Or it is not mishaving. It should be like a binyan, like an edifice. But if he does it no matter what my will, so it is an edifice. So it looks like an edifice, like a binyan. So it's made of human execration. That's the other kash that the Ram asks.
Now,
what is that?
Question on the Rabbanon, though.
All right, yeah. So, I mean, all the Rishonim say that the situation applies to the Rabbanon also, and there are many Gemaras. The one Shite that appears to say that on a Shavuos there is no halacha situation in Trumas Hadeshen. But that Trumas Hadeshen has to be explained, and it's not so simple, because there are so many Gemaras that indicate that the halacha situation applies so that's the other kasha by the Ram. So the Pisalevi says, what's the machlekes between Tesis and Rashi? Rashi Shittim is.
Who is it?
Pisalevi says, what's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis? Rashi says that this is a mitzvah. The male contribution is mitzvah. So let's postpone the other kasha situation. But the first kasha, by thesis, it's mishaven mamash. So Mishaven says, according to Rashi, mishaven doesn't mean only he has to be mishaven to the puras of Yisrael. He has to be mishaven to the tsuras of Yisrael as well. Here, what is the puras of Yisrael? The puras of Yisrael consists in setting up, in arranging logs of wood or eggs in the same way that the house is built. How is the house built? You set up one row of bricks, and then on top of it another row, a third row, a fourth row, no matter what. And so here, the poor sister is setting up the logs of wood, no matter what. So that's the poor sister. But still, Sotesha says, since he's mishaving to set it up that way, some maybe is mishab mamash, right? Because what teshish it is, any mishab means when it's not mishab into the pulas But Rashi, but here is mishab into the pulas So it's mishab mamash. But Rashi it is, no. According to Rav Shimon, the Rosh mishab is mitar. So even when it's mishab into the pulas if it's not mishab into the tzuras mitar, so maybe is considered mishab. The pulas isa consists in arranging logs of wood, no matter my life. But the tzuras isa consists in bearing a resemblance to an edifice. Is he mishabing when he piles up logs of wood that it should look like an edifice? No, it's not mishabing. So according to Rashi, even when he's mishaven mamesh to the Kulas Yisrael, but he's not mishaven to the Tzuras Yisrael, so Mele is considered a Yisrael. Whereas according to Tesis, the Pshat mishaven is not mischavei to the just to the poorest in Israel. He has to be mischavei to the poorest in Israel. That is our reason. Now the other kashi, the misalevi doesn't answer the other kashi, that the man raises against kashi. Naniach that this also comes with the mischavei. It's not mischavei to the poorest, but it's regarding this. So then we have to say, to be an alternative. I think I discussed it. The Gimorians Gochim, when you learned all what it did, I discussed it. Mizal, Fiyayi, Agabel Rishi. Is there a Gimorians Gochim? Is there another example of Absurus and Pula? I'll mention that example. Yeah,
besides this, loading up the logs, yeah. Is there another example?
I'm going to apply it to Mappis Morsa.
Mappis Morsa?
Yeah, he's also. Wait. It involves of nation here. Now, that's a color from the base. The 10th line from the end of the army, that's a color from the base. Omashma, Hamisnadi Viai, maybe in the Alfi Alfi, my tiny Omako Viai, Takra from Nessa. So if somebody brings in the dog of the yayin, is he called? So the yayin has to be called, I mean, it's there. So he has to be resolved. It's not even a
resolved. Oh, no.
So he has to be resolved on the fire of the Mizbeya. So, the Gemara, the Kashivot, come ahead. And there is a lot, each time he took it on his Beach Loisir, so it's a lot of lights here, it's a lot to extinguish the time of Beach. If you spill, if you pour the Yain upon the Beach, so you'll thereby extinguish the Gecholim on top of the Beach. So, how is it moving? So the Gemara says, we'll have it, Kibbutz Mikzvah Shloish Mekiv. Because he's not going to be mechabe the whole fire, the many gecholim on the Mizbeach. He might be mechabe one gecholim, two gecholim, several gecholim, but not all gecholim. He's not pouring so much wine that he should be able to mechabe all the gecholim. So mele, kibu b'miksas is lo ishmedi. Ey, v'omar Rab Nachman, v'omar Rab Avuye, ha'meri gachlas v'on Mizbeach v'chibo chayim. That even if he's mechabe just one gachlis, he's chayv malchus. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Barabri is referenced to the case, lekel hay, when that was the single gachlis on the Mizbeach. So by being mechabe that single gachlis, so he extinguishes the fire from his Mizbeach. But when you have many gacholim, and you're mechabe a few of them, and you leave one over on the Mizbeach, not extinguished, so then you're not here. The boy is saying a kid who meets the Shah. Another Terence, the reason is why Shmuel says it's out of the issue, and there is no problem with the Ishtamit to come there and see it, because the law of Loisirbe doesn't apply to a kid who meets. Here, it's because of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Nisochim. So the Mele, there is no reason. Alright, then, Toshi. The Toner of the Rebbe Yaakov, to a fish and not to all Yisrael, Yochel Yerub Yisrael, Amet Le'Yirba. So, it's a number eight. So, the one who has to be tearing is Hadesha, to remove the ashes. So suppose when he's removing the ashes, so suppose he finds on his Mizbeach certain Gecholim that are mostly extinguished, but they are still lechashis, we still have a fire. So can we take it off in order to retain the mitzvah of Tumas Adeshim? So, Yochel Yirbe V'yitre, Amret Lo Yirbe, Lo Yirbe. So in other words, he's not allowed to, in the course of the fulfillment of Tumas Adeshim, to take off the gachles that still is burning.
Burning ember.
Yes, in a burning ember, you're not allowed. Why? Because it will involve the love of Eishtami Tukhtam Mizbeach Leisirbe. But if you say that Kibbutz the Mitzvah does become in the love, here it's also Kibbutz the Mitzvah because he's doing it in the course of the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Tumas Adeshim. So the Gemara says, Shana Osam Efsha V'yosim V'notam. When do we say that Kibbutz the Mitzvah does not come within the love? When you see Efsha to be the kind of mitzvah, unless you extinguish the fire. But over there, now it's still a burning ember. But if you wait half an hour, so then it will be completely extinguished. There is no rush. He has to take off. He has to be the kind of mitzvah of the tradition right now. So he will stand there and wait until the main, the Kechol Lechashis from the Mizbeach will be extinguished completely, then they'll take it off. So in other words, Kibbutz the Mitzvah is muta only if there is no other way, but if it's actually time Shneyer, so then Kibbutz the Mitzvah is not muta. Toshma, Yayin Kidura Kibbutz Lisvoli, Shemen Kidura Ptahopule Ishi, Voitanya Yainesach Lisvoli, So there is a price that Yahinesech has to be poured into the swollen. Swollen means into the sewers in the Bisamidosh. So why not on the Mizbeach? Because on the Mizbeach, if you pour it on the Mizbeach, it will entail the kibbutz of the Gehol. And that's also, so the price is Mifuresh, Negechmur.
The Svalim were not on the Mizbeach itself.
What do you say?
The Svalim were not on the Mizbeach itself, like on the side of the Mizbeach.
Alright, but that's at the bottom, you see. That's on the bottom. It's like Yisua, you know. So,
drains
in the Mizbeach at the bottom. But this, when you pour it on the Mizbeach, you pour it on the top. So the price is Kinegeshmur. So the Gemara says, Loikashi. Horeb Yudah, Horeb Shin. In other words, the price that says Yahinesach is swollen has to be spilled into the sewers of the Mizbeach, not on top of the Mizbeach, so that according to Horeb Yudah, the Doroshim Mishaven is Oser. So maybe even though he's not Mishaven to extinguish the fire, he's only Mishaven to pour wine on the Mizbeach. But the Mishnah is also Shmuel, the called Shmuel's memory, that Yain is leishin, he had the cause of Rav Shimon. All right, that's the Gemara. Now, so Rashi is the Kashi, Hor Rav Shimon. Shmuel to Rav Shimon, the Chidmish, the Yishabi, the Yobes, Ein Lissirbe, Lissirbe, Raya of Lesia. Make a mashmuus of ish, mishum kishye de loy, loy sirbe, vim tema, psikreishi de yonsu. How is it muter according to Shimon? Because it passes like a Shimon, portrayed a Rav Shimon psikreishi, and when you pour wine upon the Mizbeach, then it necessarily entails the kibu of the fire of the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Efshar bin Zalifli b'tipin takis mei. Hilkach namen chabe b'tipin gaseins. Domashim Yisrael. He says, here we cannot say situation, because it's possible to pour it drop by drop, not in the form of a jet. And when you pour it drop by drop, then it will not extinguish the fire. Only when you pour it in the form of a jet, then it will extinguish the fire. So, if Rashi had said in that Teretz is mentioned by Sergei, that when Shmuel says that
Mizalf
Namishim, But he has to be careful to not to pour it small in front of yet. But the Rabbi Rav. So when you pour it, Rabbi Rav, there is still a possibility that it might extinguish the some of the whole. But it's not a situation. But in a Hanamet, to pour it in the form of the jet is also because it's a situation. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, since it's biotic, to be resolved and be keeping Daki is Rabbi Rav, and that will not involve a kibu of the fire. So Hilkach, in Amen, Chabali, Bitipin Gaseis, Dorshim Eschab. So the Mele, even if he pours it in the form of the jet, it's still considered as perception. If he pours it Rabbi Rav, then it's no secretion. But if he pours it, you know, in the form of a jet, so then it is a tzikreishe. So how is it considered any mishapen just because it's biyode to pour it vabana? So I said, I discussed it with my brother, that we can raise ishai.
Pardon?
When we learn pardon, so we can raise ishai. What's the pshat of made the action of situation? So it can be explained in two ways. It can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining it is that this is special halacha of made a pshimim situation, that situation is considered mishap. What does situation mean? Situation means that a person is mishapim to do act number one. But act number one necessarily entails. Act number two necessarily entails. So then, the kavone that is directed by him to thought act number one is nisyaches to act number two. In other words, the classic example of situation that the Rambam mentions.
Who's on the head of the
chain? I mean, the old Rishon mentioned, Rach, the Gemara, that the Gemara is a special situation. He chops off the head of the chain. He knows his child.
Hello, down.
He's only mishaving to chop off the head of the tzipa. He's not mishaving to kill the tzipa. So, his kavone is to act number one, chopping off the head. But it necessarily entails act number two, killing the tzipa, deadening the tzipa. So the kavone, so if it could be possible to chop off the head of the Balchai without killing the Balchai, I remember years ago in the city of Chaim, I said it. So the next day, a very energetic bocher, I don't know, so he brought me a copy of the Look magazine of that week with a picture of a chicken whose head was chopped off, and then the caption said that he's still living. The head is still living. So I said, never mind what the captain says. It's not living. The locomotion that was shown by the head, that's what the Gemara says, like the movements of it's not altoi. So that's the Mishnah, it's not altoi. That means the Mishnah always says that if somebody beheads a person, so is Mitamidea. Or if somebody beheads a behemoth, so it's mitame to misnedeya. But we see that the head of the person shows certain locomotion, certain movements, muscular movements.
The body,
or the head of the animal shows for a certain time after the beheading, it will still show, it will display certain movements, muscular movements, but that's like the movement of Snavaltoye, I think in English is called a lizard. When you chop off, you cut off the tail of the lizard. After you cut off the tail of the lizard, so you'll see certain muscular movements
in the tail.
In the tail. So does that mean that it's still alive? No, that's not emotion that is reflective of life. So now is the motion that is shown by the head of an animal or a human being after the head was chopped off. That's not life. So, that's why gistere, I mean, is considered mess. I mean, there are a few rabbonim, I don't even want to be before Sheshmom, I mean, but I think it's a ridiculous thing. I mean, they are in favor of the Harvard criterion of brain death. And unfortunately, the rabbonim or Roshim were also led into that mirshim, into that choice, and they were matter a heart transplant if the person whose heart is cut out is clinically dead. In other words, he's brain dead. So why? So what is their smart? Because if he's brain dead, so that's like gister. So number one, there is a big difference between gister, which means an organic severance of the head, and brain death. What does brain death mean? If the brain doesn't show any
reaction,
any waves on the encephalograph machine. So that, at most, it would be a severance of them. That's number one. And then Dr. Bleier says that he's right. How do we know that the brain doesn't function altogether? Let's say years ago, so we didn't have such machines to detect mild waves of the brain. But now we have better encephalograph machines and we can detect mild waves. So even if a person doesn't show any waves on the encephalograph machine, it in all probability, it only means that we don't have such a machine so developed that it should be able to detect the minutest waves. But maybe 10 years later, so the technological progress will be so great that they'll develop in a cephalograph machine that will be able to detect minute waves that right now we cannot even detect. But assuming that it's mamish not functioning, but how can one equate an organic severance of the head, and how can one equate a non-functioning of the brain with an organic severance of the brain? I mean, it's ridiculous. But unfortunately, a few rabbonim, rabbonim to Roshit, I mean, who are from the Chachomim, who are led into that choice. Because, pressure and this and that, and then it's wishful thinking, a person thinks the way, coincides with the interests. So that's an unfortunate thing. Anyway, in the next year, Amisroch, there is a tshuva, published to someone. Mr. Swabel, he's the attorney of the Agudas Yisrael, and he asked me certain questions about it. So, So that was, I mean, I mentioned it in connection with the picture in the book magazine that years ago a student showed me. The head was chopped off and it's still living. So the book magazine said it's still living, but it's not life. This is not life. That's the movements of his naval toy. Of his naval toy. So that's the pshat. The psychreshivyomus. Rambam says, he chops off the head of a tziper, and he says, I'm not mischaving to kill the tziper. I'm only mischaving to chop off the head. So we can say, so he's considered mischaving. Why is he considered mischaving? It's a special halacha. The thief is mischaving to act number one, chopping off the head. And act number one necessarily entails act number two, killing the tziper. So the kavone we had towards act number one is attributed towards act number two. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining it is not that it's a special halacha, that if one has kavone to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two, so then the kavone is directing towards act number one, is nisyachis, is attributed, is transferred to act number two. No, there is no such a one. But in view of the fact that it's impossible to chop off the head of a Borchai without killing Borchai, if it had been possible, even in the mute cases, one person, or even if it had been possible, in 1% of 1% cases, to chop off the head of the Borchai without killing. So, even though 99.9999 times, so when you chop off the head, you kill. But here there is a possibility. I mean, once in 100,000 to chop off the head without killing.
The gas chambers are there where some people survive through it.
Without killing. So then you could say chopping of the head is act number one, killing the Borchai is act number two. But since it's 100%, not 99.9999, but 100%, some layman will say it's semantics. You are just indulging in semantics. In other words, it's the same thing, act number one, act number two. It's semantics. It's Hainach, it's the same act. It's the same act. It's semantics. There's the pshat. So, this is Rashi Shiti. One second.
What's the source of this situation?
This is the Gemara in Shabbos, made of Shimon by the Rabbi.
You don't learn from him?
Not from the person. Made Rav Shimon, made Rav Shimon situation of Yomus. So, that's Rashi Shiti. Rashi Shiti is that the pshat inspiration is not that he's having called Echnum 1, but Echnum 1 necessarily entails Echnum 2. So the carbone he directs towards Echnum 1 is transferred to Echnum 2. That's the halacha. The halacha is, if it's 100%, so then it's not Echnum 1 and Echnum 2. It's Hanach, it's semantics. So Rashi says, let's say, in the case of secretion mamish, when you chop off the head of a Balchai, and you say, well, I'm not mishaven to kill the Balchai, to kill the tzipper, just to chop off the head. So we say, you are only indulging in semantics. What act number one, act number two, it's and a half. What does it mean, kill? Chopping of the head, that's killing. You call it by a different name, so it doesn't change the situation. You are mishaven to the act of killing, you call it by a chopping of the head. But that's the act of killing. You can call it by a thousand different names. But it's an act of killing. Machine can hear if it had been possible to pour upon Yeholim without extinguishing the fire of Yeholim, then we could say the same thing. That it's not act number one to pour wine on the Yeholim. And the Mizbeach. And act number two is the kibur of Yehovah. But since it's possible to pour bitipin dakis, without extinguishing the fire. So even when you pour bedipping gases, but pour bedipping gases or bedipping dakes is the same act, but only in the case where you pour, not in the form of a jet, mildly, so drop by drop, then it doesn't entail kibble. And when you pour bedipping gases, it entails kibble. But it's the same act of pouring on top of your holding, whether you pour bedipping dakes or you pour bedipping gases. Right. So since you can pour bedipping dakes and it will not entail kibble, so that's a raya that it's not hanya, it's not semantics. It's two separate acts. But what when you pour bedipping gases, then act number one entails act number two. But since the same act could be done without entailing the kibbutz, so that's a raya, it's not semantics. It's two separate acts. If it's two separate acts, there is no halacha situation. But that's the Rashi. Now we see that the Shita HaGedolim says it also in Shabbos, in the Rashi. Now turn to the Mishnah. Turn to the Mishnah. The Bada Mishnah that could work on his base in Pericrea. Let's say here the Mishnah discusses the melacha of Seder, of capturing Yitzri. Seder is one of the untested melachas. Suppose Yitzri, there was an open house, and Yitzri passed by an open house, saw the door is open. So he entered into the house. Anyway, Yitzri is in the house, in one of the rooms of the house. And the door to the outside is open. Then Reuven sat down on the doorway, but Reuven was not very happy, so Mele did not obstruct the whole passageway of the door, because he was a thin person. So Yoshef Echad Pesach to Leimlo. He didn't fill up the whole width
at the doorway.
So Mele, since the Tzvi is very thin, the Tzvi, so the Tzvi still had an opportunity to go out of the house, in spite of the fact that Reuven is sitting, because the doorway is from here to here, and Reuven only filled it up from here to here, so there is still vacant space for which
the Tzvi could escape.
Some Mele, no Tzedek is constituted as yet. Then Yoshef Echad Pesach to Leimlo. Then Shimon sat down next to him. Some Mele, he filled up
the space,
the heretofore vacant space. Now the Tzvi has no way of escaping. As yet, unless he stand up, because it's obstructed, the passageway, the doorway is filled up by Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven is not hired, because when Reuven sat down, he didn't do an act of tzedek, because he still left enough space for which the Tzvi could escape. But when Shimon sat down and he filled up all the space, so then he prevented the Tzvi from escaping, so the Shimon is hired. Yoshef Echad Pesach lo yilo, Yoshef Hashemim lo, Hashem Yechad. Yoshef HaRishon Lo Ad Pesach Melo. Suppose that the Rishon is very heavy, so he filled up all the space. Then, so the Tzvi couldn't escape anyway. Then she came, V'Yoshef B'Tzvi. So in other words, Reuven was very heavy, so he was still here, and he filled up all the space of the door. Okay. Then Shimon sat down next to him. So then, Yosef Shalakas Amlo Ubash and Yosef Sidei, Aval Pishom Ado Vishim, Beholach Lei, Ho Vishim Chayim, Ve Hashem Nipotah. So then, let's say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I mean, we're doing our Shabbos. So Ruvain sat down and filled up the whole dome. Then at 8:30, Shimon sat down the next day. And his body also fills up the whole dome. But it was filled up before too. Then at 9 o'clock, Ruvain decided, enough, I said enough, and he stands up. So the Tzvi is still apprehended in the house because he can't do the Tzvi. But in that case, so what Hashem is our Pishon Rishon Baruch Lei, Ho Rishon Chayev, Hashem Potter. Because the Rishon, when he sat down at 8 o'clock and he filled up all the space of the doorway, so he performed the next of Tzedek. He prevented by filling up all the vacant space in the doorway, so he prevented the Tzvi from escaping. So he performed the next of Tzedek. But when Shimon sat down next to him, so then he didn't do anything because the Tzvi was unable to escape anyway. Even though later on at 9 o'clock, so Ruvain stood up and left and had not Shimon sat down next to him. So then, after Ruvain had stood up, so the Tzvi would be able to escape, and now he's not able because Shimon is sitting, but now Shimon is not doing anything. He's completely passive. He's not doing anything. When did he do his act? When he sat down at 8:30. When he sat down at 8:30, so the Tzvi was trapped anyway, so Shimon is not doing any act of trapping of the Tzvi. Ruvain was the one who did it. So Melo, Ruvain is Chayev and Vashem Yipotah. Holy Moshe Deine. So then there wouldn't be any problem in this Mishnah. But then the Mishnah mentions a Dinyan. Holy Moshe Deine, Unneil as Beisei Shomrei, Vinimtso Tzvi Shomo Besechah. So the case where Ruvain sat down at the doorway at 8 o'clock and filled up all the space in the doorway, and then Shimon sat down at 8:30 next to him, and then at 9 o'clock Ruvain stood up and Shimon remained sitting, is analogous to the case of someone who locks his house, Rishon Brei. In other words, he locks his house to watch it. They watch it. And then it turns out that in the house there was a tzvi in the house. So by locking the house, he prevented the tzvi from escaping. So the one who is nail is basic is not high mission. What's the pshat? Now let's see the Ram. So there's the Ashbo and the, let's see the Ram on the roof.
Two cases.
So the Ram explains the mission, the safe of the mission. Holy Moshe Deine. Lay nail basin shomrei the needs of tzvi shomrei b'seif. So the Ram explained it. Turns around. Hashem Yechai, Daflamet Ches on down in the reed. Hashem Yechai, Chitzot, Holim Zedeine, Le'acha Shemitzit al Revishni, Le'neo Beisei Lishomrei, Le'nimtzot Tzvi Shol Abisech. Peiru Shigen, Shiyech Tzvi Bisech Abayis, Ba'adelet Megufo, Vihu Shol Abikach, Ubo Zeh Binoal Uy Bimalu, אבל פי שמייסיק לשביר על שמרוסי מותר ולמדו נערי זה כאילו צודס. In other words, according to the Ram, the Pshat in the Mishnah is very simple. Very simple. In other words, suppose there is a tree in the house. But the door is closed. Now the tzili might be very intelligent, but he's not that intelligent to turn the handle of the door and open that. So the door is closed, even though it's unlocked. So the tzili is trapped in it. Then the owner of the house, so he's concerned about another. So he sees the door is closed. Okay, that's enough of the guarantee that the tzvi will not escape. But because the tzvi doesn't know to open, how to open up the door. But they are more intelligent than the tzvi. So even though the door is closed, they are very apt, they are very likely to open up the door and steal the things in the house. But he wants to protect his valuables in the house, so he locks the door. He's made Shmuel's mercy. Will you say that the one who does it will be chayav and tzedek because he made it even more impossible for the tzvi to leave the house? But it will be more impossible. The fact is that the tzvi is not that intelligent to be able to open and unlock the door. So as far as the tzvi is concerned, he was left anyway without his locking. Only as far as the Ganovim are concerned, so that was the protection. So in other words, it's not happening. This is how the Ram explained. Perush initiation is a Chabayis, but that was in the form. Who shall be tachit close, but not locked? Who bores every now, it be man, after fishing, basically, she was bossy. Mutter, du lernst immer Risik im Zodinsee. Mit Nishi und Modem Noahu, Shem Ohoyo. I mean, why does it more have to mention it? How could there be so good eint of it? Shem Ohoyo, so, I mean, the Tzvi could not open the Tzvi. No one, everybody knows that the Tzvi is not that intelligent to open up the door. No, but we could say this. True, the Tzvi is not intelligent. But sometimes the wind, if the door is unlocked, the wind just blows, the wind might open it up. And if this person hadn't locked it, and the wind would have opened it up, let's say there is a strong wind outside, the wind would have opened it up, and then once the wind opens up the door, so the tzvi is very quick in escaping. As a result of his locking the door, some nail that prevented the wind from opening it up, so melee made him more trapped. So I could say, maybe it's time we should say that, because without his locking the door, so that the wind would have opened up the door and then the tzvi would have been able to escape. So Kamash will know. So he says, we am gonna raise it, kill tzodes in Nishin, molin noalo, shemo hoya admosis niftoches, ve'atzvinimlat. Kach shein zeh, mutar leishik is adarish. In other words, when Ruvain sat down at the doorway at 8 o'clock, and then he filled up the whole vacant space of the doorway, then Shimon sat down next to him at 8:30, then at 9 o'clock Ruvain decided to stand up. So Shimon is not obligated to stand up in order to give an opportunity that Tzvi to escape, because hadn't he been sitting down, if he hadn't sat down at 8:30, now at 9 o'clock Ruvain stood up so that Tzvi would have an opportunity to escape. Now that he remains sitting, so he doesn't have it. It's not Tzvi. He didn't do anything now. Whereby he precludes the possibility of an escape by Tzvi. So in the same way, as he is not the one who locks the house is not forbidden to lock the house, because if he wouldn't lock the house, then the wind would open up the door anyway, and then he would have an opportunity to escape. Kidin shor vishe kach shein ze muta leleishe kisar vishe kidin shor vishe nimi is a pesach. Even בנועל שאף על פי שניתר עצמי אינם נוזה שנפתח אז בייסי כדי שייצא עצמי כאילו שבשור שנועל בהתר נועל אף זה השני כאילו שבשור שיושב בהתר יושב אין נחי בני סי מסתלת משום מאחר סלת So, according to the Ranz Pshat in the Mishneh is not expressive of his Tvaitin Chumash. However, according to the Rashbos Pshat in the Mishneh is expressive of a Tvaitin Chumash. The Rashbos are on Kosav Mosh Nazeh. And in Yerushalm Nire, Sheitir Olinir Bitchil of Beisei, the Mishneh of Beisei in Tzvi Shem Seher, Bichim Shuitzorich Mishneh of Beisei, אף על פי שעל כך ניצת הצבי ממילא מותר ובלבד שלו ישחב אל משמר את הצבי בלבד. So what I suppose is on the basis of this Mishnah, the basis of the Yerushalmi is quite unfinished that the Mishnah is telling us such a big finish. In other words, suppose the door is open. The door is open. And there is a tzvi in the house. In the melee, the tzvi has an opportunity to escape from the house. Then the owner of the house, he doesn't like the fact that the door is open. Why did he drive out? He closes the door and then he locks it too. And his kavone is a double kavone. Double kavone. Number one, to protect the house against another. Number two, he wants to have the tzviot. Maybe yes, he'll share the tzvi. So he doesn't want to take. And if he will not lock the house, the tzvi might escape, even though the tzvi doesn't know how to open the door, but the wind might open the door. And if it's not locked, so then the tzvi will escape. So as long as he does it for two reasons. Number one, to trap the tzvi. Number two, to protect the house against Ganobim. So melee he's not high rishiti. He's fighting chidish. So the Ram is chidish. Never heard such a chidish. That's mischabi mamish. We don't have to resort to psikreish. But it's mischabi mamish, but he had two kavanos. So what? In other words, it seems he has a kavone of heter and a kavone of biser. So really, we say it's doshin tzchad. Whoever heard it, who heard it? Is there a gemara psoch in the end of the year? Oh yeah, there is. Udvorov tmui. Now I don't want, because we'll spend a lot of time to make over the Yerushalmi. But he says, Udvorov tmui meina harbi. He chefsha shafilu bin schavel minil ba'adi uvada tzvi yeimuta v'chimpnei shetzorich minil b'yisei nato v'yas loch v'shabes v'loi ala she'ani imeya shafilu aini nischavel minil ba'adi tzvi kol shu yodua shatzvi b'seichei v'shiyef shalei shalei atzvi mitzit b'seichei os v'hayne d'amdunam d'chuni mechiltim v'meid rab shimeem I don't want to go to Shabbos. So the Ram makes two asodas in Hashem. Needless to mention the case that the Ralph mentions where it was mamish mischabe to apprehend the tzvi. But he had another kavanah to protect the house against death. So of course he is chay. That's mischab mamish. But suppose he was only motivated by a desire to protect the house against that. And he wasn't interested in trapping the tzvi on the contrary. He doesn't like tzvi. He prefers that a tzvi should leave the house. Who needs a tzvi in the house? But he's very much interested in protecting the house against Ganodim. So the Melech decides to close the door and to lock it. Because if you he could not lock it, so Ganovi might come in and open it. So he locks it. And he's not interested in capturing the tzvi. On the contrary, he's annoyed by the fact that the tzvi will in the house. Still, he'll still be high, because later of Shimon Psychration will be honest. So, needless to mention the case that Rashbo mentions, so of course he's high. But even in another case where he's only interested in protecting the house against Anodi, but Mimele, he apprehends the Tzvi, he's also Chayav Mishutzi. So there are two kashas by the Rashbo against the Rashbo by the Rav. One kasha is in Mishab. Now, the Shulte Agbeirin, here, and this union, so in answering the so let's first discuss the second kasha, and then we discuss the first kasha. The Shulte Agbeirin, here on the margin, Gimu, a Rashbo Kosab, the view Dvor Varan, ומגניש את פרפילו השבס שהיו ידי הקדם שסוגר עשה פסח שהיו בבייסי צבי שמוטה ויסגה בייסי ונשמע בייסי והצבי שבסך שאף או פי שלו והמילה ניס את הצבי ממילה ובאת שלו נסחבי נשמר עשה צבי לבד אלו שנסחבי נמה נשמע בייס והרמרן והרמבן קליג עליה בספרה כי שידיע שיצבי לבייס כדי שניפה אף על פי שנסחבים לשמיר עשה בייס ואפילו נסחבים כלל לצד הצבי שעושה לו נסע בייס ואף פסקרשי והשתל דיבר רשבו נמצאו נגים ואף על גב וכאן הם פסקרשי עושה חיי דווקא שבאיסה מייסה דאוב את הפסקרשי עם נסחבים ואין איסה דובר התנימי אבל אם באיסה הפסקרשי שאיסה איסה גם כן דובר התנימי וישחבים גם לדבר היתר, עוד אפילו עובד הפסיכרי שמחבים גם לא ישורי, ובאמס כתובה הוא זו, ואני כוספתי בחידוי שי, לכל מייסה שאפשר לעשיס, זו עצה פסיכרי שעוד אפילו עובד איזה מייסה, אפילו פסיכרי ששורי, כי הוא מסחב לעשיס הפסיכרי ש... In other words, he only defended the second חידש by the Rashbo. Now the first Chidesh, that even if he's Mishabim Mamesh, Lisa, as long as he's Mishabim Lisa and Lehetar is Mutar, that is inexplicable. So that he doesn't explain. But he's defending the Adachim, and as another Kashi, in the case where he's Mishabim only to protect the house, and he doesn't want to apprehend it, but seems this is a fact that happens, so then he's chayev. So it's because of psikreishe. So he says, no, since it's possible to do the same act of closing up a house without entailing a capturing by tzvi,
so the tzvi is not inside.
Inside, the tzvi is not inside. Or suppose there is an open window in the house. So then, even though the tzvi is inside, so
he's got another.
He has another outlet anyway, and the tzvi knows how to jump up on the windowsill. So maybe then the locking of the door, the closing of the door, wouldn't constitute an act of tzvi. And everything. So maybe even when the tzvi is in the house and the tzvi has no other outlet except this door, and he closes it only for the purpose of protecting the house against that, then it's muta. Then it's muta. In other words, what shita is it? It's the shita of Rashi. That the reason is why psikreishi is chayev, not because it's a special aloche, that if somebody is mischaven to act number one necessarily entails act number two, so the kavonet directed towards act number one is transferred or begin to act number two. No, if act number one always entails act number two, so then it's a riot, there is no act number one, act number two. It's eine Ach, it's semantics. But you can't say that closing the door of a house in which is the same act as capturing the Ibal Chai. Most of the time, when you close the door of the house and you lock it, and 10 locks, you don't capture an Ibal Chai. It just happens that in this house there is a tzvi. So we cannot say it's semantics. But if we say that psikreishe is aloha desdaranshi, It's a new halacha situation that if somebody is having to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two, then the kavonet to act number one is transferred to act number two. So it doesn't make any difference. But the Rashboshi case is like Rash. So that's what the Shulta Agibeir is. Now the Kashi is, how can you answer the first Kashi? That's such a striking question. But this is Eira. Oh, that's fine.
Could this Khatir be totally with Machlaikas and Taz and Rikivegra about the Suffolk Psikoration? If you learn that it's only semantics of a Mela, if Mitzvah says that there might be a fly inside, let's call an act of capturing. But if it's totally with Kavana, so then we could say that being that you don't know if there's bats in a fly inside or not, so it's lacking Kavana.
If it's semantics, it doesn't matter whether it's a Suffolk situation. Semantics means that Sinach. Let's say then the case that it's clear with us, it's certainly not Sinach. You couldn't say that closing the door of the box is the identical act as capturing the flies. You just have to there are flies now. Whenever there are no flies, so you don't capture any flies by closing the door of the box. Now let's see, certainly no in Sinach. Pay on the base. In the middle of dawn. Itma, Hanoi Avol and Rodom Balkoch, Abayom Amuteres, the Rodom Aso. Where can Avol and Balkoch? So, Rashi mentions, and all the Rashi mentions, let's say Abrizor, there is a love not to be any from Abrizor. So suppose somebody has to walk for a certain street, and in that street there is a B-side of the zone, and the pagans are performing incense to the other zone. Incense.
On the street.
On the street, form incense. And that emanates a very pleasant fragrance, the incense. Now, if he passes by the street while the pagans are
burning
incense, so he nails the incense, so then he enjoys it. He feels refreshed. Some areas in Hanoi, upon the shore, he's allowed the rights, but he doesn't be out on him or not here. But he's not passing by the street to inhale the incense. He's passing the street, he has to go to work.
Get to the other side.
Yeah, he has to get to go to work. So, Agavuche, he nails incense. That's Hanoi Abol Yodom Alkoch. So, Abayom Amutels, you're allowed to go to that street. Virovom Arasu. So, that too is in his name. Efsha Vikomechaven, Loy Efsha, Ukomechaven, Kulaomele Tuya Diosna. In other words, suppose it's Efsha. What do you mean Efsha? He can go to another route. He has to go to work, let's say, the place of work. So he can go to that street and he can go to another street. He can go to another street. Let's say, on Divan, so pagans are burning incense. And he has to go. And he has to go to a certain street. He can go to the van and he can go to another street. So then he's not allowed to go to the van. Or even Efsha become a chav. So, in other words, if it's Efsha to go to another street, but he goes to this street to the van because he wants to enjoy the fragrance of that result. Or even Loyevsha, suppose he cannot get to his place of work unless there is no other route. So, but he says, since I have to go that route anyway and I have an opportunity to enjoy the fragrance. Selectly is to inhale the fragrance. And inhale the fragrance. So then, of course, it's awesome. Then it's awesome. So, Efsha become a chabin, loy Efsha become a chabin, kulalmu et pligid osa. Loy Efsha beloy mechabin, kulalmu et pligid isha. In other words, suppose it's loy Efsha. Loy Efsha doesn't mean pikach nefesh. He has to work. It's not pikach nefesh. But, he has to go to his place of work. So, and that's his usual routine. Every day he goes to that street. But now, they happen to burn incense. And he is not going to intend to enjoy the fragrance. But he'll enjoy it anyway, whether he likes it or not. So he'll enjoy it anyway. So then he's glowing with Liga di Shah. Loya shall have glowing to the Shah. Keep Liga di Efsha the Loya Shah. This is the first question. When is the Machlekin between Abai and Rabbi, and Abai is saying with Teres, and Rabbi is saying Asura? Where he has another route to go to his place of work. But he goes to this because usually he goes to that street. But he's not in, he will not be mischaven to inhale. But he'll enjoy it anyway, without intent. So Abaye says it's muter, and Rabbi says it's osa. Keep ligged the epshaloy mechaven. Alibi the Rabbi, the Vadosh in mischaven osa. Is because so what if he's in Mishab? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kavona is not important. Keep Liga Alib the Rabbi Shimon. The Madovash in Mishab Muter Abaye Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi or Marat can become Rabbi Shimon. Lechad lo yefsha. Avlechad yefsha le. But we don't pass for like the first lotion. Then there is the second lotion. Because according to the first lotion, Rabbi is saying that even Rav Shimon is only matter of Rav Shimon if there is no other way of doing it. But if there is another way of doing it, so then Rav Shimon is made in Chosa. So that will mean that according to Rav Shimon, you're not allowed to drag a chair, you know, on the car, because it might make fruits Rav Shimon, but there is another way. He can pick it up. A chair is not so heavy that it should be impossible. Only a bench would be a machine matter because that's layup. But a chair is relatively easy to pick up. He doesn't have to drag it on the wall. He can pick it up there. So according to that machine, it would be possible that even if it's extra, he's allowed, you know, to drag a chair on the car. So we, then there's Adosh. Ked Amre, Efsha v'loy mechaben, Hanif l'ktay der Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon. Loy Efsha v'loy kam mechaben, Kol Alma loy pligi dishore. Kol Alma pligi dishore. Ki pligi, di loy Efsha v'loy kam mechaben. Where it's loy Efsha, and he has kabon. V'alli v'd Rabbi Shimon dozul bosa kabone, Kol Alma loy pligi dosa. Ki pligi alib der Rabbi Yehuda. Yom alishni mischaben, alishni shein mischaben. Efsha osa. Abaye ki Rabbi Yehuda. Birod lo malach. Ad kan lo yom ha Rabbi Yehuda shein mischaben ki mischaben elo lichumre. Aber mischaben shein mischaben li kule lo yom. So. Eloi. Aber mischaben shein mischaben li kule eloi. Ikon. Period. So the second lotion, we pass by the second lotion, that the machlekes is in the case of loy efsher become a chab. In other words, loy efsher. And what does loy efsher mean? Loy efsher doesn't mean a pikuach nefesh. It means, according to his regular routine, this is the thing that he has to do. He has to go to work. And he cannot go to work unless he passes through the van. And in the van, the pagans are burning incense. So Alibe di Rabbi, and if he's not mischaven to enjoy it, so then it's process muta. So then it's muta. But it's loy efshar. He has to go through the van anyway, otherwise he will not be able to go to work.
He's got to eat this. He wants to enjoy it.
But he says, since I'm going anyway, I might as well enjoy the fragrance. So I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Itzos, he's here a lot of rice, because Rav Shimon says that the Maisi Yisar is not a Maisi Yisar unless it's coupled with Kavonet the Maisi Yisar. So he cannot say, well, I'm going to enjoy the fragrance anyway, because the fragrance is so strong. So I'm going to enjoy it, even if I say no 100 times, and I don't intend to enjoy it, I'll still enjoy it. So I might as well deliberately enjoy it. So he can say it out of action, because if he'll enjoy it without Kavonet, then he will not be performing the Maisis. Because according to Rav Shimon, Dovashem is Chavon is Mutar. So the Kavonet is an essential ingredient of the Maisis. The same Pule, if it's not coupled with the intention of the Maisis, is not the Maisis. So maybe you cannot say, I'm going to enjoy it anyway. I might as well enjoy it even more and have all the carbon in the world to inhale. Because if he doesn't intend, so then he doesn't do a Maisisa. So the ocean is hard. If he intends, he does a Maisisa. But the Shaila is a little bit of good. A little bit of good day, so the ocean is hard in his also. So the carbon to the Israel is not an essential ingredient of the Maisisa. It's not an essential thing. So Mele, he has sins, he has to go through the van. And if he goes through the van, he'll enjoy the fragrance anyway, even if he'll not be mischabim. So Abaye says, Kontra Yudi is allowed to be mischabim too, because he'll do the same act anyway.
So Kavana has no partner, has nothing to do with it.
And Rabbi says, no, according to Rabbi Yudi, so without Kavana, it's also my sister. But that doesn't mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the act can be done without Kavanah, so you might as well inject Kavanah too. Now, of course, first of all, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. And then, but even if the halacha had been like Rabbi Yehuda, since it's a machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi, so except the Yalpigam, the halacha is like Rabbi. Anyway, what does it mean in Moyevsha? What do you mean Moyevsha? But in Rav Shah, it's not the Rav Nefesh, he has to go to work. Or let's say he has to go to shul, or the same thing. So,
he can daven at home.
He doesn't enjoy a bit of Torah. So what? He'll be fired from the job, that's not the Rav Nefesh. So Rav Shah means he's not doing it because of the fragrance of the incense. He'll do the same act anyway. But since he's going to do the same act anyway, he decides to inject the Kavanah. He said the Kavanah. So Abaye says that Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, so it's Muta. And Rabbi says, no, even Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda is just. Now, he has the same thing. But except this is Shabbos. That makes the Rashbo even more difficult, because that according to Rashbo, the pshat in the Mishnah is there is a tree in the house, and he has two goals. One goal is he wants to have the tree. The other goal is he wants to protect the house against them. So he closes the door. Double purpose. One purpose is to protect against that, and even if it's he hadn't been, he still wouldn't listen. But